Hello, everyone.
What's up, Alex? Hi, how you doing, man?
Doing good. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for episode 4 of Between Realities. My name is Alex. I am joined here by my friend Skiva, or Harry. He goes by both. We call him both on this show. And we are super, super excited because today we have a guest who we've really been looking forward to having on the show. So please join me in welcoming Mr. Eric Ford, President, to Between Realities. How's it going, brother?
What's going on, guys? How are you doing?
Doing good.
All right, man. Pretty good.
You have the patience of a saint, my good sir.
Yes.
That's all good, brother. I got you, man. I'm winding down from a busy day.
Heard that. What'd you do today? Did you get into some VR?
No, yesterday was my VR day. Not on purpose, but turned out to be a VR day, which meant I made 3 different types of videos today. So I procrastinated to the last minute on everything.
Wow. You are a busy man, dude. You are cranking out content like crazy, man. It's quite admirable.
I'd go kind of stir crazy if I didn't have something to do.
That's pretty cool. So how long has the channel been around now?
I have no idea. I think it's got to be closing in close to 2 years. I feel like probably sometime in the summer, I think it will be 2 years. That's a guess, but that sounds right.
2 years. 2 years. Dang. So like what was it, man? Like what was the straw that was like, you know what, dude, I need to start making videos. Like I need to be a part of this. Like how did that start?
There wasn't any damn content out there before me. Like, no, I'm joking. There was content, but there wasn't as much. Like, I think I got an HTC Vive, and then one day I was like, what's that program called? The Drop OVR, where you can see the chat while you're playing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I can't remember what it's called right now, but yeah.
Trying to figure out how to use it, and this was like 3 years ago. And there's no tutorials. I was trying to find best games. There was like 4 channels to look at, and they only posted once every 3 days or once every like week. There just wasn't that much content. And then I was like, well, and there's obviously if I'm asking the question and I can't find it, I'll try the answer for someone. And that's kind of what it started as. Started with gameplay, just having fun, and it's morphed. It's morphed to a lot of different things.
Right. What was like the moment for VR for you? You know, because everyone has that like magic moment in virtual reality, right? Like, what was it for you?
My first one. You guys play the Wizards?
Yes.
Not the one where you're making like stuff, but the actual fighting one. That one. That was my first one.
Oh, Wands? Is that it?
No. It was called the Wizards.
Oh, the Wizards. Okay.
And you, I just remember like. I think I spent like 30 minutes making a fireball because you had to do that thing where like you made a fist and then you threw it and then there's a fireball. And yeah, that was awesome. I beat that game so quick. I think I spent like, I mean, it's not the longest game in the world, but I did not leave or turn anything off until that game was done. And since then, I've been hooked.
Nice. I love it. So do you have an itinerary for us, Harry, or are we?
Yeah, I did. I figured we'd just talk about a couple things, right? You know, a couple of top news stories for this week. Real quick, we'll just browse through them. So one of them is the Vive Pro I just got knocked down to $799. With Tobii eye tracking and everything.
Oh, it has the eye tracking with it.
Yeah, which is pretty cool, right? I mean, it's you know, it's unfortunately like one of the best, probably the best thing that HTC has right now since mm-hmm. the Cosmos is just not up to par, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is what it is.
What headsets do you have laying around, Eric?
I've got a DK1 and 2. We got the Rift S, the Vive Quest, and Index.
So you don't have the Vive Pro.
I don't have the Vive Pro. I've always wanted to try it though. I've literally never had a Vive Pro at all in my hands, which is kind of disappointing. That and a Pimax. I haven't tried either of those. Mm-hmm.
I just got a Vive Pro. It's my first VR, my first PC VR headset. just got it. Super stoked. This is my first week in PC VR at my house, and it has been amazing. I actually think the Vive Pro is awesome, personally.
Like, it is.
I love it. There is definitely, like, when I heard often people talk about God rays, now I really know what they're talking about, though. Like, I see a lot of the God rays, and it definitely gets blurry for me on some of the, like, the outer edges of the picture, but for the most part, I think the Vive Pro is awesome. It's super, super comfortable. The audio is amazing. Just goes on and off super fast and easy, and I think it's cool, but it doesn't have eye tracking on it.
It doesn't, and it has wands.
And the ones.
Right, with the touchpads.
Oh, they're not that bad.
Dude, I've been struggling, man. Like, I'm, like, trying to play games that have locomotion, and, like, it just isn't... It's tough, dude. Like, I honestly am really hoping I get in on those Index controllers.
Yeah, tomorrow morning, right? Tomorrow morning, those things are going to go on sale again for a little bit.
I would definitely pick them up if I could, but you should feel lucky, because the Vive ones, trust me, when your Index controllers break, if they do... It's great to have those at least as a backup.
Right, true that. And I do have the Quest, and I plan on starting to use the Quest with the Link after today. I had to come back over to Skeeva's house so I could take one of the cords that he has. So I used that in my house.
So yeah, I mean, I've been using the Quest with Link because my Vive wands, my Knuckles are back in RMA. So, and I know, Eric, you've had the same issue, right? This is my third pair, and I think you've been through four.
Yeah, and I have changed how I play games since, and it seems to be working all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no more thumbstick issues, no drift issues that you've come across so far with the new ones?
No, I never had any drift issues, thankfully, but every single time it was the same one. The click over time just worked less and less, and then the second that broke or started deteriorating, I would not be able to move forward. So if anyone watched me play when the controllers were starting to go bad, I basically would have to strafe. So you'd see me kind of looking to the right and moving straight, and it would probably be pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, man. I went through a lot of those very same issues, right, where you just couldn't move anymore, or you could only move sideways because pushing forward on the joystick just wouldn't register anymore, which is crazy, right, for an almost $300 pair of controllers.
Seriously. But they're high-tech, man. Like, they're cramming a lot of stuff into a small package.
Well, Valve also hates the joystick, so I don't think they put as much time into that. They've always said they like no joystick, and they put that on reluctantly is what they said.
Can you think of a better solution?
Like, no.
No, like, that's the best way to do it.
I mean, I've been gaming since I was like 7, and other than the SNES, which had, you know, the arrows, ever since then, it's always been a joystick. Yeah. It works.
Yeah. James in the chat said that he has tried the Vive Pro recently at an arcade this morning, and it was not too shabby. I doubt that one had eye tracking on it. Have you done anything with eye tracking, Eric?
No, I haven't done any. I don't know what I would do. I feel like I know what the benefits are.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know the difference. I'd love to try one with foveated rendering and eye tracking to see how the performance is and jack up everything, but I don't have a comparison since I never tried this, so it'd be interesting the first time I do what it's like.
Yeah, I think foveated rendering is definitely the primary benefit of having that. And by the way, if you're unfamiliar with the term, foveated rendering is when the computer will render the image that you're looking at, like literally where your eyes are looking, and let everything else on the edges kind of blur out, so that way you can maintain a really, really high frame rate and really, really high resolution at all times in VR. And we had the chance to kind of just dip our toes into it at CES, and it was awesome. It was really awesome, and it does a good job. It wasn't the Vive Pro eye tracking, but
it was a Pico Neo
Pico Neo 2. And honestly, the biggest thing that I think that eye tracking is going to help outside of performance is the connection. It, like, when you are online with someone and your eyes are being tracked, it can really tell when you're looking at you. It can, all the subtleties of the way your eyes kind of close
it's
and
a
open.
Very social thing.
Yeah, totally social. It will help close the gap between people and their avatars online. I think that's where people are really going to start to notice it and want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen that guy, that Neos guy? I think he's a character from Hunter x Hunter, and he's got, I don't know what point, I think it's 12 point tracking, including eyes, knees, elbows. Like, he's got everything.
And I can't wait.
And his videos, when he's there talking to people, that's not an avatar. You notice a difference.
Right.
There's a big difference when everything connects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Kinect, right? So we were going to some full body tracking going with the Xbox One Kinect. We haven't had a chance to yet, but we'll touch on that once we get it going. But yeah, as far as Vive, so they are, they canceled their conference just like everyone else, right? Because of the, because of the coronavirus, unfortunately, but they are the first to do their conference in VR instead, right? And so it's funny because every time one of these conferences gets canceled, I'll always be like, "Well, I don't understand. Why don't they have a section of this in VR? Why can't people hop into VR and go to some of these expos, mm-hmm. right? Especially the ones that are VR centric." So it should be interesting now using the Engage platform. They're going to go ahead and set up their conference for this. So it's, we'll see how that works out and see if it's a viable solution for the future for other conferences.
Yeah, you know, I have mixed feelings about this. I personally don't think that having a conference in VR is a replacement for it. I think it should be used in
conjunction.
Yeah, in conjunction. Mm-hmm. Like there should be like a VR conference or two every year. It's like the same one. It's mm-hmm. not like, okay, OC6 will be in VR this year or CES will be in VR that year. Like mm-hmm. there should be like the VR conference that everyone's used to connecting in.
In VR, yeah.
Right. And then we still go to OC6 and then we still go to CES because it's like, you know, I love being online and connecting with people, and VR really does help make it feel more legitimate.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that exists now that is a replacement for face-to-face interaction.
Yeah.
Like meeting the people that I've watched make content for a while at OC6 was amazing. Like it was so awesome, man. And I really hope that they have OC7, and I really hope that you're there, Eric, because it was like one big family of people coming together, and it was like nothing but good vibes. It was so awesome.
That's amazing. It's amazing. What do you think about this VR expo thing, Eric?
I actually talk about it in my video tomorrow, but I'm pumped. Oh. I'm digging it. So I'm digging it for two reasons. One is I'm happy to see HTC doing something that, look, as much as I love Oculus, as much as I love Valve the most, by the way, for VR, I mean, hands down, they're doing everything
to
change the platform. But I want more faces. I want more faces in it because ultimately it's going to make everyone a little bit better. At least that's my opinion. And Oculus could use somebody to challenge the status quo. Of course, I think that needs to be a price competitor first before anything else. But either way, with HTC pulling this move and being the first major VR player to have a VR conference, and I know Educators in VR did it, but I'm talking a headset manufacturing brand. Mm-hmm. I'm down for it. Let's see what they can do. I don't think it's going to be anything crazy special, but it's cool how they're doing full 6 degrees of freedom, how they're doing the stereoscopic recording. So if you miss it, you can actually go back into it in full 6 degrees of freedom VR. So you don't actually have to be there at the exact time. Because I think it's what is it? It's like 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's kind of late for some people.
Yeah.
Or for a lot of people, you know. So it's really cool. I'm glad they're doing it. And I also think it's cool because exactly for the reason why it might fail, it will help conferences later on because it might be bad because there hasn't been that many virtual conferences, but you need bad virtual conferences to eventually make good virtual conferences. You need to learn what works, what doesn't. So I'm all for it. I like HTC making the first move to do it, and I like them figuring out for us all what works and what doesn't, whether that's going to help them or not. I'm excited for it, and I will be there for sure to try it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all will. You know, if there's a conference happening in virtual reality, I think all of us enthusiasts are gonna, of course, need to be there to check everything out. Mm-hmm. You know, but there's like logistical things that I think of. You know, it's like, you know, a conference is definitely a lot more than just presentations. And presentations is the thing that I think would be the easiest to be able to execute.
Sure.
You know, you put the person on stage, you mute everybody else. or you know, make them, I don't know, like there's a time to connect or a time to ask questions or something like that, you know, yeah. there'd be a way to kind of throttle that. But like there are, at all these conferences, there's a lot of like there's a lot of devs demoing games, you know, and there's a lot of people like networking, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of it is it's really networking. Mm-hmm. And you know, like imagine like going into a random room in VR chat, like people are like loud and there's mm-hmm. like they're everywhere and like, you know, it's like a big mess, frankly. So it's like I have like I think about like how they could possibly keep it clean, you know, and it's like, do you like put everyone in the same room and like we all have an avatar and we can see each other standing in the crowd watching, or is it just me watching, you know, like there's a lot of things that there's a lot of conversations that you'd have to have when doing that. So I don't know.
Sure,
man.
Sure. And I think
I'm skeptical.
I think it's the beginning, you know, of something really cool, you know, like Eric said, some people are going to have to come in and fail at it before the good ones start. But when you think about it, really, I mean, you got all these people spending thousands and thousands to fly in and you know, it just in the hotel costs and all the costs mm-hmm. associated with going to an expo, right? So it would be really good to have some people be able to, you know, not go if they can go in VR instead, you know, just the general public being able to pop into some of yeah. these conferences, you know, hopefully like, we'll all still
but what would be go. There for them, like that's what I'm getting at. It's like
you also gotta think do? Though it's interesting, think of the amount of money. So there's some educators in VR, they just did the last conference. Did you guys go to it?
No, I missed know. It
I
saw
I
it was Insomnium it. Space too.
Yeah, I missed places, it but I watched a couple things. But the one thing with ACC is that they've put it, you know, putting aside their presence in the East, or excuse me, the West with us, mm-hmm. in the East and Enterprise, they're huge. They're everything. Because Oculus, for one, isn't allowed to be sold everywhere. So that gives them a huge upgrade. But their Enterprise efforts are, you know, they beat everybody. So putting aside the West, they've got a huge market and they've got huge deep pockets. So where Educators of VR did a conference, it'll be interesting to see how much money they put in this, because typically they would have had in person. So they have all that budget that they right. only now need a fraction of it. So they can put quite a bit of money to this. So I'm interested to see the effort they put into it. They've got reservations. They got all this. If they put the money into it, we might see something that hasn't been done. So that's where I'm interested to see what they do. They just got deep pockets.
You've got the wheels turning now for me, because now, like, before we think about meeting up in VR chat or meeting up in AllSpace or whatever, but like if they have the resources, they can make the HTC conference app. Like you're playing the HTC app, like you're not using something else to meet, like mm-hmm. they have it all organized. And now that I'm like starting to think about all of those resources, I can definitely see them doing something cool. So I don't know. I guess I'm excited.
Yeah, I've never used this Engage platform before, right? So I'm not, I don't know a whole lot about it. You know,
With that, you're going to have like, it's kind of Rec Room where I think it's the, not that graphic style, but that body avatar.
Gotcha.
So I think you have hands, face, but it's more realistic.
Oh, it's Engage.
So, yeah,
it's Engage. It's not the thing that I'm like dreaming about. Like, I think that would be ideal. Like, you make the app, like you make the conference, you know?
Yeah, sure, like, sure. But I mean, you know, it'll be good to have an app that someone makes that everyone can join in. And you know, once they get it down, everyone can kind of come in and get it working correctly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be really, really interesting to see how that whole thing goes down. And I'm really excited to try it out. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of being excited, man, 15 days.
Dude.
Half-Life Alyx. Who's with me?
I took off work for it on Monday and Tuesday.
I did too, man. I did too. That's all we're going to be doing. Some Half-Life times, man. I am so excited. I've watched those gameplay videos probably 50 times. And you know, and I was kind of in the same camp where I didn't want to see footage. Mm-hmm. But, oh my God, I just couldn't help myself. I'm so excited for this that I just, you know, I need to watch every bit of stuff that comes out from Valve. You know, the tested video is great where they interviewed the developers about some stuff. So hopefully it all goes smooth on launch day, right? And we're all playing instead of, you know, dealing with any technical issues.
Dude, I don't want to play it with those Vive wands, man. Like, I really don't. I really hope those that I can get through and get my hands on those knuckles, because I want.
Yeah,
those,
I mean, you might. If not, you might even be better off with, like, you know, Link and Quest. Just with the thumbsticks, you know.
I think you're all right with the Vive wands. I would go Vive wands and the Vive Pro over the Quest and the Link any day.
Yeah.
That.
Well, it should be interesting to see, right? You might just change your playstyle, right? You might decide to go more with the locomotion, so you don't have to try with the teleport instead of the full locomotion style. Yeah. Just because, you know, it's so hard to control walking with the touchpads.
And you know, I guess they're like going back to the drawing board with this locomotion / teleport situation. Like, what is it? Like, now I guess the teleport, it's not a true teleport. It, like, all the enemies are aware of your movement or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. I'm not sure how they did it.
Did you see that, Eric?
I didn't watch that. I've watched the Half-Life Alyx gameplay trailer and the gameplay one, and that is it. I have stayed away from every other bit of gameplay, Steam workshops. I mean, I know what's going on and stay up to date there, but I'm not watching any of the stuff.
So did you go into the environments that they created for City 17 and the... No.
Okay. I have them, but I'm just not going to touch them. Yeah. I want to be... The first time I see that Citadel, I want to be looking up in-game. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just... Yeah. I've been pretty good. I haven't seen much spoilers. I mean, I don't think there are. I'm assuming in about a week to week and a half, we all have to be wary of leaks. Yeah. Because they're bound to happen. So if you don't want any spoilers, you really got to try, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true. And you got to play it immediately. Like, you can't wait like a couple of months because people,
right.
There's like, I don't know, even there should be an embargo on spoilers. In my opinion,
I got a question for you. Yeah. I got a talking one for speaking of that. Can you spoil a VR game though? Because is the story less important than the experience? You can tell me all you want what the Citadel looks like, but until I look up and see it, did I spoil anything?
So you're not. I don't think you're spoiling the experience, right? Because to someone telling you right about you know, Bermuda or whatever is very different than going there and chilling out on the beach, right? Mm-hmm. But there's obviously a lot of story things that in that respect could be spoiled. And there's, you know, a lot of hardcore Half-Life fans out there. And the story is very, very important, you know. Mm-hmm. So you know, some things you can spoil, I think, and some things...
You know, for me, a lot of times it comes down to, like, game features. Like, a lot of times there are features in a game that get spoiled that, like, you know, aren't immediately available at, like, the beginning of the game or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, maybe if, like, I saw a post that was like, you know, in Half-Life Alyx, you can blow up a car with a lighter or something like that, you know? And it's like, I may have been able to, like, play the game and stumble into that solution for that problem, but, like, somebody else who thought it was cool just, like, records it, throws it on Reddit for karma or whatever, and, like, now I don't get to, like, naturally come into that scenario. Nope. So I do think you can spoil it. Because it's like, if all of a sudden they're like, oh, did you know in Half-Life Alyx you have to, you know, fight a mirror version of yourself? Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, that would have been cool. It's like, I like to be able to discover as many things as possible playing a game myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you can
spoil. That's the way to do it.
And I think you know, I think most of the time people are somewhat respectful of it, but after like a month or something, I feel like it's just like, okay, no one cares. Like, you haven't played it, so.
The too soon for a movie spoiler is much of a longer gap than the too soon for a video game spoiler. It's like you have a week and then people just don't care anymore.
This is so true.
Because, like, you know, there could be a kid who is, you know, young now, who maybe could have seen Star Wars and not known that, spoilers, I'm not going to say it, you know, but the Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, right? Like, there are people that maybe just didn't know that, but, like, it became such a, like, a point of, like, pop culture at some point that, like, I grew up as a kid being like, Luke, I'm not your father, Luke, I'm not your father, but, like, maybe I'd never even seen that movie, you know? So it's like, Star Wars...
I'll say, though, maybe is it because that we value our movies or the moments in some movies like that spoiler is like the Star Wars one? It's so good that people say, oh, we have to covet that. and make sure everyone can experience that, where VR games, no one has had that moment yet where they're like a BioShock. So the plot twist in BioShock 1 was so damn good that to this day I won't say it unless that person's played it. Maybe we just need a VR. But there's no VR moment either I can think of right now that I even value that high. Like, I can't think of any VR moment that's a specific plot point. You know, there's a couple in my head maybe, but very, very few plot spoilers in a VR game that I covet compared to like my traditional gaming or movies that I covet.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, because VR really, especially in today, really is about mechanics and gameplay and visuals and immersion, you know, and less plot. Well, sure, a great plot is always appreciated. It certainly hasn't been like the primary reason for most of us, I would say.
Sure.
So I think that's a good
point. But, you know, Valve is one to take the whole picture and mold it into this perfect little, you know, perfect little thing. And so, you know, that'll include story, that'll include interactivity and how they use the six DOF controllers and just all of these things. They take a new technology and they dive into it hard and they show the world how awesome it can be, right? So right there alone, you know, just like they did with Half-Life 2 with the whole physics thing, you know, I mean, that alone is enough to get, should be enough to get anyone excited, because they're going to try to make everything amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what Valve does.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Well, luckily none of us are going to have any issues, because I know we're all going to be there on launch day, diving hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. I'm very excited about it. You know, and kind of going into that whole thing where they released the Steam Homes, you know, City 17 and the lab. I think they have an amazing thing going with Steam Home, and no one ever talks about Steam Home. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so this like really was like the biggest thing for me when I got my new PC. Because, like, you know, I use the Oculus Quest and the PSVR, and, like, you know, there's really not too much to speak of there. But the Steam Homes, like, you can, like, visit each other and, like, go to different places together and
you
stuff.
You can do
like
quests.
Yeah,
just
it's
in
like
the
a
homes.
Game
yeah.
in itself.
It is. Yeah, there are games. There's a horror game in there, too, that's pretty damn good, too.
Oh, really?
What the hell?
Like, it's crazy, right? Yeah. Like Mario 64. Your home is the Mario 64 castle, right?
Dude.
And you can go into all the paintings. You can visit all the levels. It's amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
If you haven't done that, go do it. The Mario 64 Steam Home is incredible. Every single level is in there. Like, you can go to the Bowser stages. Mm-hmm. You can go to Dire Docks. You can go to visit the snowman in the snow level. Like, it is all there.
Yeah.
It is, and it is like scale, like on point. It was so
we're going to start a segment on the show where we highlight the Steam VR home each week. You know, I know everyone doesn't have Steam, but, you know, a lot of people that use Oculus also pop into Steam, and they're fantastic environments. I mean, some of these places are huge. Some of them, they're just well designed. The community has done some amazing things. And with the popularity of Half-Life Alyx and people now getting into VR and getting into Steam VR, I'm really thinking that people are going to make some incredible stuff. What do you have going on for Steam VR home?
I don't touch it too much, I'm gonna be honest. I've got the standard ones, like that apartment, right?
Yeah, it's the
on the mountaintop.
Yeah,
that one is still the
called,
one
but
I use to this day. I like it. It's peaceful to
it
me.
Is.
But I do traverse other ones. I found a few horror games that were actually pretty fun. I mean, they weren't like game quality, but I got scared. One of them I really did not want to move forward in. Like, I had to force myself to.
Horror in VR, man.
Dude,
it's
that
no
happened to me
shit.
In Rec Room. I stumbled into a horror Rec Room, and I noped the fuck out of it.
Like, I have not turned off any horror games. I've beaten every single one. I'm looking for more.
Wow.
But I don't. I used to film them a lot. Like, I filmed every single Exorcist one.
Yeah.
The three other, there was like three or four, maybe five other ones. Like Don't Knock Twice. I mean, if it's a good horror game, I've played it.
Yeah.
RE7?
Yeah,
they're good.
Resident Evil 7,
Yeah, I played that one, of course. That one, that was interesting. It definitely takes it away. I played it early day, and it was not it was 6 degrees, but the tracking I wasn't used to with the PlayStation, and I definitely messed up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good game, and I really wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it all the way through in VR. I mean, it was so scary. There were times where I audibly screamed or almost fell off my chair, you know, and you know, because it's when something happens to you in VR, man, you know, when someone sticks a chainsaw in you and cuts you in half in virtual reality, and you're watching the blood and the look, and they're staring in your eyes as they kill you. I mean, that is something else, right?
Oh yeah, the games can get you in a lot of different ways. I mean, even when you expect certain things, VR can change it in a horror game. Like, I don't know about you guys, but if I play a horror game, if I have a weapon, I'm immediately more emboldened, even if the weapon is borderline useless. Like, even if it's a game where I know the weapon is more just a tool than it is a weapon, I still feel better. Give me a sword, I feel better.
Yeah.
And, like, Don't Knock Twice, they gave me an axe at one point. There's really no enemies to kill, but I felt better. And I used the axe to chop down a wall that I had to get through. And I won't spoil anything, because actually that is a good one. That game had a good moment.
Nice.
And I did not expect what was to happen at this particular moment. And even having a weapon subverted my expectations, and I screamed. Like, amazing. Screamed. And it's a good experience.
Have you ever played The Forest?
Yes, I've played The Forest.
That was the first multiplayer experience, other than Steam Homes, that Harry and I jumped into PC. Yeah. And there was even a couple of intense moments in that, and that's like not even horror. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's like survival thriller, maybe, but there's some super intense moments. It's like...
Well, what constitutes horror? I mean, there's a bunch of cannibals trying to eat you, but it's pretty horror.
Yeah, but there's like no jump scares, right? Like, it's kind of sandboxy vibe. Right.
At one point, VR is almost all horror games, because all of them put you in an insanely immersive world that is highly dangerous, and you could die at any moment. Like,
sure,
at its heart, you're in a bad situation in almost every VR game. It's kind of horror-ish.
Yeah, yeah, you're totally right, man. I mean, like, Blood and Truth, doesn't matter, you know, there's no horror in there, but people are trying to kill you.
Right.
Trying to shoot you.
Yeah, so, yeah. Playing Firewall Zero Hour, back up against the wall, you know, it's like, oh my God. Like,
I was playing Pavlov today, and a guy took the corner right when I was taking the corner, and I was heightened, and I was like, what? Ah! And then it's like, you're heightened awareness all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, when we were playing The Forest, he disconnected for a second. I think his quest turned off while he was playing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like standing there like guarding his body, and there's nothing, you know, I don't see anything. And then I notice off in the distance, I see a light just like booking it through the grass. And I didn't even know that the creatures in there had a light. And I'm like, oh my God, look at that. And out of nowhere, this dude just turns and charges at me. And I was like, oh shit. It was like a super, super intense moment, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of intense stuff that happens in VR games, man. It really just puts you in another place and another character and another life.
Yeah.
And,
it's like, I felt like I had to protect you, you know? I was like, all right. Like, yeah. You know, no one's going to get my body.
Thank you. Yeah, my Steam VR home, getting back to that, is a TARDIS, for anyone that doesn't know. I'm a big Doctor Who fan, right? So, yeah, it's been a TARDIS now for a long time, and it's very comforting to me, and I have it all decorated, and I have screenshots on the wall, and, you know, it's just super fun. I just love it. I love that you can be anywhere for your home. You know, Oculus has some custom ability, but nowhere near Steam VR's.
And you have to jump through hoops to do it. Like
on the Quest, especially. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so there's a way to change the home environments on the Quest, right? But you have to, every time you restart the Quest, it puts it back.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Tyler from Rendered Reality, drop into the chat. What's good, brother?
How you doing, guys?
He says that he feels like most people don't use the Steam VR Home or the Oculus Home. They just get right into gaming, but both are excellent. And we need to try Westworld, apparently.
Oh, dude, yeah. So I've been watching.
I've heard you talk about that game too.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch it in big screen with my homie that lives in Colorado. You know, we hop in and we watch episodes because I want to get on here just so to play this game. You know what I mean? Like, I just want some context behind it. And it's a fantastic show, and I'm really looking forward to playing the game.
I can't believe I haven't watched it. It feels like this, it's like right up my alley. And it's like, if you're a VR enthusiast, I feel like you have to see it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes through and it questions reality. Yeah. And, you know, it makes you really think about a lot of things, you know, which is great. I am assuming you've watched the show too, Eric?
I have, I'll be honest. I've seen season one. It's not for me.
Okay.
I wasn't into it.
I was into it and see, I can't give spoilers away. I like I liked the a few of the stories because there's like, you know, more than one narrative going on at a time. Mm-hmm. But there was one story that I really was not into, and I was hoping it wasn't going to be the major one, and it ended up being the major one, and I'm just the whole robot uprising. I've seen iRobot. I'm over it.
Yeah. That was a good movie, iRobot.
That was. Yeah, that was great. That was. Yeah.
Terminator 2, stuff like that.
Did you play the VR game? Not iRobot, but Westworld.
No, I actually haven't played that yet.
Tyler loves it.
Everyone loves that game, man. Everyone just rants and raves about it, and I'm really excited to get in there and try it out.
He says that he played the game first, and then he watched the show, and then he felt like he had lived in the show, and it's like
okay, that's kind of cool
feeling. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I really want to.
Looks like you lost it.
Yeah, I did. Hold on. Oh, there he is. Okay. Yeah, I really want to get into that game. I'm really excited to try it out and see what everyone's raving about because, you know, I think VR 365 gave it like game of the year, and that was over like Asgard's Wrath and stuff like that. And it's like, wow, to be game of the year, I mean, that's a serious thing.
What do you guys think about Asgard's Wrath, by the way? Because I have my opinion on it, but I see either a love or a hate. I never see a middle.
Well, I'll answer first. Here's what I think. I tried to play it, and it was fucking impossible with the five wands.
What?
Impossible. Seriously. Like, I tried to move, and, like, it just doesn't go. You know, I'm like, go, 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 go. And, like, it's just not registering like an analog stick. It's just not. Yeah. And I might be something lost in the translation with Revive or something. I don't know. But, I mean, it looked beautiful, and I cannot wait to play it. And I'm going to play it on my Link, I guess. But I couldn't do it with the five wands, man.
Damn.
Well, so I really liked that game, especially when it first came out, before I had, you know, 30 something hours in it, because I really felt like at first I saw a guy, you know, an enemy, and I had to like get ready to fight this guy, like legit, it's going down. You know what I mean? Like you can't sit there and waggle your wrists and I mean, to a point, maybe you can, but like, you know, you have to parry attacks to get the armor off before you can hurt someone, which is a little weird, right? You can't stab where the armor isn't, mm-hmm. you know. But
yeah,
that's a game. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It was it got me moving a lot, which is a big thing. You know, I really like VR for some cardio stuff as well.
Yeah.
But it was great. And, you know, the story was pretty cool, and it keeps switching you to different characters. So if you don't like one of the characters in one of the storylines, you know, hang in there and you'll be in another one. But Eric, I'd love to hear your take on it.
It was my game of the year for last year. I love that game. Yeah. I put like 40 hours into it, but I'm only on the second character you play because I just like every side quest. Go back to every territory that I finish, to see the new things that pop up, every nook and corner. I'm a completionist at heart, and that game has given me a lot of content. It's weird. I play stints of it. I'll play for like an 8-hour day, and then I won't touch it for 2 weeks. And then I'll be like, why haven't I played that in a while? And then I jump in, and 8 hours later, I just want to keep finishing like a side quest, like a labyrinth or something. And I'm kind of like that. I haven't played it in like 2 weeks, but I plan to go back into it and finish up probably a bunch more because it's just a fun game.
It's an addicting really game. Addicting. Yeah, once you start playing it, it's very, very hard to put it down.
Did you play Skyrim in VR?
Yes, I have played that. Yeah. I liked Skyrim a lot.
Yeah, would you say it's comparable, the experience?
It's each one does different things. It's hard to compare them. The Elder Scrolls, I mean, there's just more to do.
Yeah, and huge.
It's huge. And some of the experiences, like, you know, when you go to, like, some of, like, the really weird zones and stuff, like, that's a VR experience. Like, I've had some really good moments in Elder Scrolls. Asgard's Wrath, I've had some great moments, too. It's definitely more linear in Asgard's Wrath. Like, yeah, there's a bunch of side quests and stuff, but generally speaking, like, I've memorized the maps fairly quickly. Elder Scrolls, if you don't go in with a motive, you can get lost. Like, you literally be like, if you decided not to look at the map, you would never ever make it.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people who play Elder Scrolls where they'll be like, they won't use the map, they'll use a compass, and someone will be like, hey, look, that you have to go to that town, it's northeast, it's next to this town, and they'll go from town to town trying to look at like arrow signs and.
Wow, that's hardcore, intense. Man.
It's hard role playing, man. The role playing servers are legit.
That is legit. That is legit. And I cannot wait for something like ESO to happen in VR. Because for me, that's like the only reason why I'm not playing it right now is because I'm by myself while I'm in there. I mean, you know, you're surrounded by the characters in the world, but being able to be like, yo, bro, let's go crush some dungeons and get some loot out of them, like that, dude, I will be there. Like, I will be there.
I wouldn't even mind if it's super hard. Like, you had to know your area and learn it. Because, like, what, Orbis, a lot of people didn't, it was a contentious port. Point with the Orbis, but Orbis was also very hard to understand. Like, they didn't tell you where to go, they didn't tell you what to do. And people complain, but I'm like, well, if you want a virtual world, does the world just tell you everything like in the instruction manual? Like, this is the virtual reality. Like, get into that world, figure it out. You might need to learn the town, you might need to walk forever. Like, if it was a Skyrim map, you might not ever see this town ever if you don't know what's there. But that's the fun of it. Maybe a virtual world, you could just keep walking an Elder Scrolls map, and you never know if you're going to get see a dragon. You never know if you're going to see a werewolf, but you might, and you might see something that someone else never sees. So it'd be interesting if a game didn't give you that much help.
I actually thought Orbis was awesome, but I am an old school MMORPG player. You know, like, I have played some really, really brutal MMORPGs with, like, no maps, like, you know, only like five abilities on your bar at one time, like all kinds of like just insane, strenuous crap, you know? So like for me, that's almost like, it's almost like going home, you know? It's like, oh, wow, here we go. Like, I don't know shit. And this is super hard. And, you know, that green mob just killed me, you know? So it's like, I need to figure out a way to like actually get into this and like make things happen, you know? And being able to do it with others is, in my opinion, what makes it so goddamn fun and addictive. It's like sharing that.
So speaking of these awesome experiences, Eric, do you have an experience that happened to you in VR that you'll just never forget? Maybe a game or something that happened in a game.
I got a stupid one for you. I don't. it's not like insane experience. It just, it's a happy experience, and I'm like, okay, it can make VR can make you feel like a kid again. So I was. Do you guys know the, Provi? Who that is? He's on Twitter every night. He used to make videos, and he's on Twitter a lot. He's a really good kid. Cool. But I played VR chat with him one night, and I was extremely intoxicated. And there was this map. I do this thing. If I play VR chat and I'm with somebody, I really like – I don't stare in the – I'm not staring in the damn mirror for an hour. We're going to actually do some stuff. And what I like to do is just pull up random world, scroll through them, and be like, if that one looks cool, we're going. And then we just explore it, see what there has to offer. Next person, you're up. Pick any world. Nice. You drop the portal. And we have found some crazy stuff. And we found this one world where there was these two giant stone goddesses in the sky, like ginormous. And like their fingertip was probably the size of like the Empire State Building. It was just huge. Like you were looking up. And there was one little pole that we found that we could kind of jump climb and keep getting up there. And we spent 40 minutes climbing it and kept falling at times. Like, we would freak out if you started slipping. Like, I thought I was falling. And eventually we made it up and we climbed over her ass. We climbed over her back. We climbed all the way up to her fingertips that were outreaching to the moon. And I just stood on that fingertip and looked down, and it was scary as hell, but it was awesome. And then we just chilled up there for a bit, but it was, we just did nothing. We just climbed for 40 minutes. We had to climb a statue to get to the top. And every second of it was a blast.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Man. It's so great to hang out with your homies and just do cool stuff in VR. You know what I mean? That's what makes VR chat amazing, and even things like AltSpace. But that's what makes the whole platform amazing, is being there with someone that isn't really there. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing stuff.
So you're probably pretty, we're about there on time right now, aren't we? Aren't we?
Yeah, I've got to head about out soon.
Yeah, we did have some technical difficulties that shorten this a little bit, but we do appreciate you coming on, Eric. It's been super fun. You know, maybe we can do this again sometime in the future season. And really kind of, next season, and really dive deep into some crazy concepts. But there's going to be a lot of fun stuff between now and then, Half-Life Alyx, and just some really good games coming out. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Yeah, great.
So, all right, give it to us, Eric. If we're trying to support you, if we're trying to follow you, where do we go? How do we do it?
The good old plugs. You can find me on YouTube at Eric for President. Very easy to find. There's a secondary channel now, Eric for President Clips. So CLIPS, just add clips, daily blurbs about whatever's on my mind. And Twitter, Eric President VR. I tweet the most. That's the biggest social media. If you want me, nice. I love Twitter. So come find me there.
Nice. That's awesome, man. By the way, I really think that the second channel is awesome. You know, one of the reasons why I was excited to have you on the show is the reason why you started your channel. And it's that it's always fun to get some more anecdotal content from people who are like cranking out like reviews and news stories and stuff like that, because you're like bringing information, but sometimes it's nice to just like chill a second and like just chat it up and like, you know, just get some more, like I said, anecdotal, you know, conversation going. So it was really, really awesome to kind of just let loose a little bit and talk about some of the stuff that we love, man.
Now, thank you guys for inviting me. Actually, a couple anecdotal things we did today made me think of some things I want to talk about for the daily clip. So
nice.
It's always fun talking VR because you think of things that you didn't think about before, different perspectives.
Right.
It's fun. I appreciate you guys inviting me on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We'll be watching, and maybe we'll see you back on the podcast for season two.
Yeah, maybe we'll catch you in the metaverse as well.
Hit me up,
yeah,
guys.
Right. Yeah, hit me up. Let's do some Orbis, man. Like, I would totally be down to go in there.
I got to buy it again. I got rid of that game a while ago.
Heard that.
I refunded it after the demo. But no, I'm down. Hit me up. We'll play someday.
Cool. Right. Sounds good, dude.
Take it easy, guys.
See you again, brother.
Thanks.
See you later.
A lot, man.
Eric for President.
Eric for President. That was a good conversation. I wish we got to dive a little deeper into some of the stuff that makes VR. But that was super fun, though. I really, really enjoyed that. There's a lot of good stuff going on in the industry right now, and it's fun to talk to like-minded people about it.
That it is. That it is. So, like I said, I have this box chilling here, and like I thought about opening it like on the show. I thought that might be fun, but like,
oh yeah,
that would also like, then we wouldn't do like an official unboxing of this box, you know? So it's kind of like,
oh, it's up to you, man. You want to see what's in it? Anyone out there want to see what's in it?
Yeah, it might be fun to crack this bad boy open and take a look. This is I'm pretty sure I know what this is, and it's pretty exciting.
Oh. Fun.
See this box?
Yes.
This came in, showed up on my door, and I've got it in the shot already, so I think I'm just going to rip into it and break them out.
Yeah, I wonder if I got
some of those over here.
You got help me out a little bit. There you go.
Thank you, sir. This is pretty awesome. Eric's a smart guy.
He is?
Yeah.
Very smart guy.
I would say so.
He's got a lot of good stuff going on, and his content's fantastic.
Dude, he is killing the game, man.
Yes, like, absolutely.
It's amazing watching the growth that he's had just in, like, since I've known about him.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's been doing it for a little bit longer than I've been even consuming VR content.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, VR has technically been going on since about 2013 when the first developer kit of the Oculus came out. So yeah, there's been people in it to win it since the beginning. And Eric is a fantastic content creator.
Okay, so. Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's not have that show.
Okay,
off.
Okay. Oh, it's a black case.
It's a black case, and there's a logo on the front of it.
What are we thinking is in here? Is it a head? Was that movie 7 or whatever?
Yeah. Dude, the whole conversation was about spoilers, bro. Don't fucking say that stuff. If you've never seen the movie 7.
Ooh, that's okay. Pretty.
Check
that's
it out.
That's pretty. Oh. Ooh, Dexmo VR gloves.
Dude.
Feel VR.
These. Oh my god, I cannot wait to play around with these, man. Mm-hmm. So, holy shit, dude. So, These are force feedback gloves that are compatible with VR that we had the opportunity to demo while we were at CES. Unfortunately, they had the demo going, but not hooked up to a VR display. Yes. So I cannot wait to get these things up and running and have them work with the VR display. Now, these gloves are force feedback gloves, meaning that it's not like haptic feedback to where it like vibrates. These are force feedback to where when you grab an object in VR, it's supposed to simulate the item being inside of your hands. Like you, it'll like stop the movement and prevent your hands from moving forward anymore. And MRTV got his hands on these and did a video, and VR Oasis got his hands on these and did a video, and then they made their way across the pond to us. So we will be the first United States content creators to get our hands on these. Dude, look at that shit.
Crazy. Crazy.
Oh my God.
I'm very much looking forward to checking these out.
Like, you can hear that. Dude, look at that thing.
Yeah, should be interesting to see.
So the idea is that I'll grab something and they will like prevent your hands from moving any further and really make it feel
like if you grab something that's a square, you know, you should be able to feel it.
You should be able to feel the edges on it.
Feel the shape of something if something is squishy. I think one of the demo things was squeezing a squishy thing that squeaked.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that we did
like,
at CES,
it was like a rubber chicken.
Yeah, for sure. So this will be a lot of fun to play with, and definitely check out Alex Vieira's channel so we can see some fun content on this stuff, because we will be touching the world of VR. You know, maybe we'll get this going with some B-Haptics stuff as well.
And, yeah, B-Haptics and the gloves. Although, I'm pretty sure that the only thing that these gloves are going to work with is the software that they have designed.
Right.
And I don't think they'll have
haptic vest compatibility.
But either way, I am super, super excited. Thank you to the fine folks at Dexmo for sending these our way and giving us the opportunity to play with them. I can't wait.
Yes.
This is going to be super awesome.
These will be very, very
fun. It feels like some high-tech shit.
Yeah, it really does.
It feels like some super high-tech stuff.
Yep.
So I did a demo with these and an interview about them while we were at CES. So I will prioritize putting that out, and then we'll have some content with these gloves as well.
Sure thing. I think that's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sticking around and watching the opening of this, guys. This is going to be crazy to play with, for sure.
Yep, looks pretty exciting, dude. So what else do we need to get into? Anything? What do you think? Well, how are we doing on time?
Well, we're running decently long. I forgot to set the timer originally, so we're probably over an hour. But yeah, I think we covered all the stuff that we really wanted to cover. Last week we had a fantastic guest. We had Sasha on from Somnium Space. You guys might want to give that one a shot, because we got into some really interesting things, talking about, they're working on things, to make you pretty much immortal in VR, where you'll be able to go in after and hang out with people in your family that have perished.
Yeah.
And that's really crazy and weird. And, there's just so many things that run through my mind when I think about that. And it's going to be pretty wild future, I think.
That's scary shit. And we definitely dove into it. So if you haven't seen that episode with Sasha, watch it. It's really good. Sasha's an awesome guy. And he has peeked behind the curtain, I think, and understands some things and brings a really cool perspective.
Yep. And then next week, from across the pond, we're going to have Steve from Steve Knows. on the show, and he should be fun. We're getting a couple of news guys on here, right? Because it's fun to see these guys crank out content. And it's very specific. Here's the thing. Here's the news. Right. You know, this is, you know, here's my unbiased take on this stuff. And it'll be good to have, you know, these guys on and to actually be able to let them express mm-hmm. the things that they want to talk about.
100%.
So I think it'll be super fun.
Yeah.
That one we're going to have to record and do a premiere because it's, you know, it's big time difference.
Right.
So we're going to try to cater to that. But it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. This mm-hmm. is super fun, man. I love doing this.
Yeah,
this
I do too.
A great time. Like,
yeah,
for I always sure. have an awesome time. And the people who have graciously agreed to show up and be a part of this are all like amazing VR personalities, you mm-hmm. know, like from content creators to developers. Like, we have other exciting people lined up who will announce as we get a little bit closer. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is awesome, man.
Yeah,
I've really been enjoying it, and I am enjoying running around in PC VR right now too, so don't hesitate to hit me up. I recently posted on Twitter and Facebook that I got the PC, and I shared my Steam friend code and my Oculus code. And you know, if I haven't made this clear, I love multiplayer VR gaming, so get at me. Like, don't hesitate. If you already play Orbis or something, hit me up, and maybe we can run around in there or something. But mm-hmm. I, you know, this, for me, it really is all about community, so I'm trying to connect with as many people as possible and play as many games as possible.
For sure. Well, game on we will.
Game on we will. And so what's the date of the next show? It's so close to Alex being released. You said 15 days from now, so are we gonna have two shows before Half-Life Alyx comes out?
Yeah, we'll actually, I can't even imagine the day before.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
I'm gonna be just refreshing the Steam page the entire day.
Yep. All right.
I'm gonna be very, very excited about that.
All right, we've been saying goodbye for a while.
Yes, goodbye. We have.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining. We're having an absolute blast with this. Thanks again for helping make this possible. And
yes.
thank you to Eric for joining us here for episode 4.
And everyone that joined us in chat.
Yes, absolutely.
Has become part of the show. So thank you for all of that. We really appreciate you guys.
Do we have winners to announce?
Yes, that's right. We do.
So we totally didn't get to do it.
So our winners. Alex, Eric is no longer there, but there's a little screenshot of him. But our winners are Bram, Arentz, and Colin Wood. And
Is that this week? No, that was last week.
And we'll announce this week's. Next week we'll throw them up there on the screen, and mm-hmm. you know, so these guys get to grab a couple of good games. I think they both actually took Doom VFR.
They did.
Yeah.
Which surprised me. It's like, that's an extensive list. I didn't think that Doom would go twice before anything else.
I know, right? I know. It is a good game though.
Maybe
it really
is. It's
that game
that like super people didn't ever want to like pull the trigger on, but mm-hmm. like now that they have a chance to get it for free, they're gonna take it kind of thing.
Sure. It was like exclusively designed for the Vive Wands.
Oh, really?
So there were some interesting challenges when playing that game, even with the Knuckles.
New winners now, who we will contact today or tomorrow.
Yep.
So watch your inboxes, and then we'll share your name.
Yeah, you got 24 hours to respond.
24 hours,
If you don't respond within 24 hours, we redraw. Right? So we don't want to announce anyone today until we find out who the actual winners are.
That makes sense.
But every single week, we're giving stuff away, man.
Sweet.
It's going to be ultra fun.
Enter the new giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
We will see you in a week. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.